so often just when I'm alone or can't help the longing.
And it is a Leavens Day night, and we've had a lot of fun here lately, as people who have been on the site know. We just did a live stream with David Wilcock, Bill Wood, and Bill Ryan, and the audience, in which we talked about Bill Wood's testimony and the manipulation of timelines and Looking Glass and so on. Very interesting discussion, really impacting 2012 and beyond, and so it's all very pertinent to what's going on in our lives. I have Ann Eller with me this evening. She worked with Dr. Alan J. Hynek, and she has also become an author in her own right at this point, and shared some very interesting testimony with me years ago that is an audio file. The reason it's an audio and not a video is that we actually shot a video at that time in Sedona, where she was living at that time, and we were the tape was interfered with the entire way through in such a way that the video was unusable, which I get interfered with all the time on interviews, but this was one of the worst cases of that. I'm not sure why that is, even to this day, because I have to say that the information she was sharing didn't seem to be all that much more groundbreaking than other Camelot interviews. So it's very interesting. Ann Eller, are you there?
I am, Carrie. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm very good. I'm very, very good. So
I was going to say maybe it was because I was such a subversive person. I've gotten worse since then, though. God knows what's going to happen on the phone tonight.
Okay, well, let's find out. I mean, that'll be very interesting. I'm always up for something of that nature.
Okay.
Being Camelot, of course. So at this moment, what I'd like to do is basically have you introduce yourself, and if you don't mind, go back a little bit into the history of how you worked with Alan J. Hynek, because that really does set the stage for everything that comes later. And and I would like you to also describe who Alan was, you know, the job he did, and a little bit about his he's sort of at the end of his life, how he kind of came around in a certain way.
Okay, just a second. I have to untwist my phone here. I just dropped it. Wait a second. Well, that's a good start to the phone conversation, I guess. Well, this was back in 1985 when I went to work for Dr. Hynek. It started in 1960, my interest in UFOs, and in 1976, I started having dreams about UFOs, aliens, all kinds of things, and it was just about driving me crazy. They lasted for about 4 years, and so every book I picked up, every publication, had one name throughout, and that was Dr. J. Alan Hynek. And I thought, well, this is the guy that has the answers. This is the guy that knows what's going on here, so I'm going to contact him and see what he can tell me. So I wrote him a letter, and I didn't hear a thing from him, for about 9 months. And then one night the phone rang, and it was him. And he said that he had just found my letter behind his desk on the floor. And after I got to know him, I found out that that was pretty much what he was all about. He was a little bit of an absent-minded professor. So he read the letter, and he was interested in the dreams, and he wanted me to tell him a little bit about them, which I did. And he said, would you send me a log? He had a colleague in Switzerland that was doing a research project on those dreams. So I sent the dreams to him and then never heard another word. And that was 1980, I guess. Then in 1985, I picked up the paper one morning after I got off the shift at the hospital, and on the second page, the headline was, Dr. J. Alan Hynek brings UFO research to Scottsdale, Arizona. Well, I was just dumbfounded because it was in my backyard. So he literally, they were doing it just down the street from where I lived. So I knew I had to be involved. I called them.
But actually, just to clarify for people, and obviously people listening to this can go and research the name J. Allen Hynek. But he was involved in Project Blue Book, and let's also say that he was responsible for coining the term close encounter of the third kind. Isn't that right?
That's correct. All of those, the first kind, second kind, third kind. He was really the father of UFO research and the scientific advisor to Project Blue Book, Project Sign, and Project Grudge. He was
to the Air Force, the advisor to the Air Force, correct?
Yes. He founded CUFOS in Chicago. That was the Center for UFO Studies. And then he founded IQ4 in Scottsdale, Arizona. That's the International Center for UFO Research. And he was the scientific advisor for the movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. So he was the guy that was at the center of all of the research that went on with UFO sightings from about 1946 through to about 1968. And I was just crazy to go to work for him. I thought it was just wonderful. I thought it was such an opportunity. And I left my nursing job and went there for 6 months. He paid me $100 a week. We tried to get funding, but we couldn't. So I eventually ended up going back to the hospital. But it was an interesting 6 months, to say the least. There were a lot of things that went on in the center, and I got quite an education about aliens and UFOs and the government, etc. He died then, that next spring. When I was there, he was diagnosed with cancer, and then the next spring he died. And he knew he was going to die when Halley's Comet came back around, because he was born in the year of Halley's Comet, I think it was 1910, I'm not sure about that. And then, 76 years later, he knew he was going to go out when Halley's Comet came back around, and that's exactly what happened. But just before he died, the last time I went to see him, he said, I want you to know that I've had my own UFO experiences. And that was like his parting gift to me, because I had tried to get him to talk about it the whole time, tried to let me know what was going on with him, and he would just, laugh it off. So he had his own experiences, and he took those to his grave. He didn't tell anybody about those things, and I think what a shame. We might have learned a lot more had we known. So basically, that's where I came from. And while I was there that summer, he suggested that I go to Laramie, Wyoming, to a conference, a UFO conference. So I did, and met Dr. Leo Sprinkle there. And it was at that conference, or right after that conference, that I had my own experience with aliens. And we can get into that if you want, or where do you want to go now?
Well, interestingly enough, we're having some interference on your voice, at least at my end. I don't know what is being heard out there, but I would like you to go into a little bit of what went on there, because I think you can tell me better than I can tell you. I think it does impact where you're at today, doesn't it?
Very definitely, yeah. I was at the conference, and there was a ranch outside of town that everybody was going to. Because this particular ranch had a history of a lot of sightings, and also that the owner of the ranch had tried to dig for water and couldn't find it, and had companies coming in drilling for it and was unsuccessful. And one day a spacecraft landed on his ranch, And the aliens got out and showed him exactly where to drill for water. And he did, and he's had water ever since. So I had to go out there because people were going out and coming back and saying, oh, we saw a ship, oh, we saw an alien, and so forth. And I had been wanting a face-to-face with the aliens for a long time. So these friends took me out, and we were walking the land, and all of a sudden the herd of antelope just charged in all directions. And the fellow that I was with said, a ship has come through the window now, and they've sensed it, and it's frightened them. To make a long story short, there were two buck antelope that went up the hill and stood by a pile of rocks. And we, the three of us, got the message that that's where we were supposed to stand. So then the antelope charged away. We went up and stood by the rock pile. And it was there that I got struck by a beam of light and hit me right at the third eye. And it was a pink light inside my head. And it just kept getting bigger and bigger and hotter and brighter and brighter. And the pain, the energy was just tremendous. And it felt like somebody was jamming a steel rod down my spine and out my tailbone. And I eventually ended up on the ground. And at that time, this pink light had become just brilliant white. And it exploded. This ball of light exploded inside my head with a tremendous force. And it was like the 4th of July sparklers just going off. Well, when it was all over, my eyes were totally bleached white. I usually have blue eyes, but at that point they were bleached white. And during the time that I was having this experience, I had two thoughts went through my mind. One was, I'm going somewhere, because I felt like I was being lifted off the ground. And I felt like Doug and Connie were way down below somewhere. And then the second thought was, we're changing souls. So that was the first part of the experience. Then a tremendous storm came up. It was just a horrendous thunderstorm. And the sun was going down at this point, and we climbed back in the truck and took off, and we got about 25 feet and ran out of gas. And it was at that time that we experienced some lost time. And we didn't realize that until I got back to Arizona, and I was telling Dr. Hynek this entire story. And he was the one that picked up on the missing time. The next phase of that was when we got into town. We decided that we would go to the dormitory, and we would just wait, because we thought there was going to be more to this whole entire experience. Well, we got back to the dorm, and about 3 o'clock in the morning, we were just sitting there chatting, getting to know each other. These beings entered the room. Now, Connie, I didn't know much about Connie. I didn't know what any of her abilities were, but she was a medium, and I did not know that. Well, at this time, in the middle of our conversation, her face started to change. And all of a sudden, from the waist up, she became one of these beautiful female beings. And there were many of them that came in, one after the other after the other. We lost count. The room was actually filled. We could just, the energy in the room was something else. And the love that they exuded from these beautiful, big, round eyes of theirs were incredible. We had several conversations with them, and I asked the ancient one that arrived. She looked quite a bit like E.T. She had a long neck, and she had whitish grayish skin, and she had a lot of wrinkles on her face and down her neck. And I couldn't believe my response to her. When she came in, I just gasped because I wanted to spend the rest of my life with her. I didn't want to leave her. There was just something so spectacular about her energy. And I asked her what happened to me out on the ranch, and she said, well, in your language, you would call it an initiation. She said, you have been given stronger or greater powers, and you will now be receiving direct communication. Well, I didn't know what to make of all that. I didn't know what that was going to involve, but I was so undone by the experience. The tears just streamed down my cheek. These were the most beautiful, most loving, interdimensional, extraterrestrial, highly spiritually evolved beings. It was an incredible experience, and I've written about it in the book in great detail, but this is kind of a thumbnail sketch.
Yes, and that's actually a very good job of it, and I think that will be a great starting point for people. So at this moment, you know, because you went through that, and then you actually went back, I know, to work for Alan Hynek, and you eventually he died. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And so can you bring us up to date with, since that time, how you came to write your book? I think it's called Dragon in the Sky.
Yes, Dragon in the Sky, Prophecy from the Stars. Well, actually, Carrie, you were the one that first put the bug in my ear about it. When you came and did this interview, what was it, 5-6 years ago, you said to me, you should really write a book. You have an in because of your association with Dr. Hynek that it would probably really sell. So that put the bug in my ear, and I just started from there. And it took me a good 4 years to get it together.
Okay, we're going to be right back after this break with Ann Eller. Thank you very much.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in 3 models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices eased back from six-week highs Tuesday on profit-taking and a firmer dollar. Gold last traded at $16.65 an ounce. Silver, $32.05. Well, some Americans will witness President Obama's State of the Union address tonight. What will we the people get? Humble repentance for over-promising positive change? Or the buck stops here responsibility-taking? Or futuristic promises teleprompted to cheer up the middle class with more government-induced fairness for the 99%. Well, the truth is the current administration's economic policy is punishing and crushing the middle class between stagnant income and rising cost of living. Will Americans cheer for more of the same? Stay tuned. And be sure to visit SwissAmerica.com to read the truly dismal State of the Union posted in the Washington Times. Get our latest reports by calling 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Your frequency is ascending with Strange Universe Radio, the most popular internet program in the galaxy, weeknight 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with your host, Sean David Morton.
You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody point
Gary to you and say, Pamela, this is our radio, and we are talking to Ann Eller, and she's talking about her book, Dragon in the Sky, and we were just about to go into what that book is all about and how she was prompted to write it. So, Ann, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Great.
Well, like I said, you were the one that got me thinking about it, and I finally got it done about 4 years later. I had no idea it takes so long to write a book, and I'll never write another one, but it's about my experience with Dr. Hynek, and also about the experience with the aliens, and then I get into talking about Planet X, because that seemed to be something that I was supposed to do. I was told by my alien guide to read the book, The 12th Planet, Zachariah Sitchin's book, that there was a message there that was going to be very important for me. And so I read it, and I couldn't imagine what in the world, how that had anything to do with me, how that was going to transpire, but it has developed, and I've been talking about Planet X a lot. I've been doing a lot of research about it, and I have followed Zeta Talk for 8 years. In the beginning, I questioned everything that I learned, questioned everything that I heard, and railed at some of the things that were being said. But in 8 years, I've come around to know that Zeta Talk is extremely accurate, and that also PoleShiftNing.com is extremely accurate. Those are the only two sites that I will go to and take information from now, because there is so much disinformation out there. And it's so easy to get caught up in the disinformation, because it always starts out being some truth, and then little by little this disinformation is fed into that line of truth. So people get caught up in that.
Yeah, I understand that. Now, this is interesting. So you have really started to follow Zeta Talk, and I personally think that there's a tremendous amount of disinformation there. Uh-huh. So So where is it that that coincides with the information that you have, and why is it that you feel that it's accurate?
Well, it's, their accuracy is proven. They have a tremendous record of accuracy. If you follow it on a regular basis, they have been right on just time after time after time, all the information that's being given.
They've been wrong. They've been wrong a million times. They've been wrong about Planet X over and over again. Now, that doesn't mean that Planet X isn't out there, but they've actually been wrong in their predictions. Nancy Leader was completely wrong for quite some time. Now, if you think that for some reason they've started to be right again, it's interesting how you can follow a trajectory from a certain period of time. There was a big push in the early 2000, early years of 2000 and around 2003 and so on. So they were predicting that it was going to show up any day, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure, sure. Now that's the one thing that people point to always when they don't believe Zeta Talk. And that was actually, that was a lie. Nancy believed it was true, but it was a lie, and it was to push the hand of the powers that be to see what they would do if they thought that Planet X would pass in 2003, and they got their answer. They found out that the powers that be would have martial law, set down martial law right away, and be ready in the streets to mow the people down with machine guns. Now,
well,
so as far as they're concerned, they saved a lot of lives by finding that out. What they did say, too, was that Planet X was going to come into the inner solar system at that time in 2003, and it absolutely did. It came right on in exactly where they said it would. The only thing it didn't do was pass the Earth and cause the pole shift at that time. But it's here, and it's right in front of us. And that pole shift is right ahead of us, too. And I think this is going to trump everything else.
Okay, well, let's kind of back up a little bit, because before we get to that point, because I have whistleblower information regarding Planet X and where it is in the solar system. And what I want to know, first of all, is where you think it is.
It's between the sun and the Earth right now. It's probably at about 30, 35 million miles away. And it's lost most of the time. Most of the time it's lost in the glare of the sun. Planet X and its tail are all shrouded in this dust. And it's lost in this.
Pardon? It's just not what I hear. Now, this is obviously Zeta Talk. May I ask you, because, you know, you've written your book, and I don't know whether you were involved in following Zeta Talk when you wrote your book, but are you getting any of this information on your own? Because
yes,
that would
I
be
am.
Important.
I am being the guides that came with me, these beautiful, wonderful female extraterrestrials have been with me ever since that experience. And they lead me to books, they lead me to people, they lead me to websites, and so on and so forth. And it's as though they have put some kind of a filter inside me. And what that helps me do is filter out all the garbage and all the disinformation and only keep the kernels of truth. And I am telling you, Zeta Talk is extremely accurate. And I have not found any other website that even comes close to the accuracy that they've got. Now, as far as timing is concerned, that's extremely difficult, and they're off sometimes as far as timing goes. But as far as sequence of events, they're right on the money. And it proves, I mean, we can prove it. We're in the in the 7 of 10 right now, if you think of a continuum of 1 to 10, 10 being the pole shift when the Earth actually flips, we're in the 7 right now. And that 7 has taken over a year so far, and it's not complete yet. And we felt that it was going to happen much faster. It was going to go like dominoes, but it didn't. There are 10 steps to this 7. The tipping of the Indo-Australian plate, that has happened. Indonesia sinking, that is happening as we speak. The folding Pacific has actually happened. South America is now starting its roll to the west. It's going to be 250 miles further west, and it's going to be taking Central America with it and the Caribbean, the islands of the Caribbean down when it makes that roll, and it's in the process of that right now. And then there's the tearing of the South Atlantic Rift. Then there's the African roll. Africa is going to roll some, and some of Africa is going to drop also. And then the Mediterranean is going to drop. Then there are going to be the great quakes in Japan, and Japan is going to be lost. It's going to go under the water. And right after that, the New Madrid Fault. Then it's our turn. And the New Madrid Fault will go, and that will be quite a jolt for the entire United States. It's going to split it right in half.
Okay.
Then there's going to be the tearing of the North Atlantic Rift, and right after that, there's going to be the European tsunami that is going to hit Europe at about 300 feet in height. So that's
okay.
The 7 of 10, and then it's just going to get worse from there. It's going to get more severe when we go into the 8. And then the 9 are going to be the last 7 weeks before the pole shift. So
okay.
When
is Zeta Talk saying the pole shift will occur?
Well, they're not giving out an exact date. They're giving a sequence. They're not giving an exact date. But I would say, this is my own feeling, I would say that it won't be any later than the beginning of 2013. So we've got this year. This is going to be our last year.
Okay, last year for what?
Well, to experience life as we know it. We are going, a great many people will leave the planet through all of these catastrophes.
Uh-huh.
But there will be survivors. And people should be preparing now for survival if that's what they choose,
okay.
Because it's not that far ahead.
Let me say that you probably haven't followed Camelot, and you're probably not aware of my most recent witness talking about the convergence of the timelines. And what you seem to be describing, from what I can tell, is what is known as timeline 2. Back in the days of when we were interviewing Dan Burish, he told us about Project Looking Glass and two timelines, Timeline 1 and Timeline 2. In Timeline 2 were the most catastrophic Earth changes, and those seem to be where you and Zeta Talk are focusing. And then Timeline 1 does have some of those things going on, from what I understand. But it's much more mitigated, and it's going to be even more mitigated, possibly depending on certain events that happen even in this year. Are you aware of Timeline 1 and Timeline 2? Have your guide?
Yeah, it seems to me that I did read some of that on your website quite some time ago.
Okay, well, that was the Burish stuff. Now, we have a witness who worked with Looking Glass, was asked to look beyond Looking Glass because there seemed to be a problem with Looking Glass seeing beyond the date of December 21st, 2012. And what he is saying now, just a very recent testimony, is that there is a convergence of the timelines, and that the timeline 1 is going to take precedence, and the timeline you're talking about will take a back seat and will actually not come to pass, at least in this, in this version of reality. And there are multiple...
Does he have any proof of that?
Well, he was hired by the military to see beyond Looking Glass. He and I imagine many other skilled remote viewer/intuitives. And he just happens to be one person coming forward to reveal this. Now, whether it's true or not, we could probably talk about all day, all night, and all day.
Yeah. But because certainly the powers that be want us not to be worrying about this. They want us to be blindsided by what's happening in Hollywood and continue to pay our taxes. And then when it hits, and bingo, we're gone. While in the meantime, they have built all of their huge underground cities where they're going to, hopefully, they're going to ride out the shift, and they're all very well stocked and will be very well guarded, but they're not doing anything for the general public. So they would like us to believe that there's really nothing to be worried about. Just go about your business and don't bother to plan to stock up on anything or survive. That timeline one sort of comes into that category. It's not going to be as bad as you think. Now, you know, just don't worry about it. It looks to me like it's going to be extremely severe, and it looks like it's going to be a 90-degree shift with the whole crust of the Earth is going to detach and move 90 degrees before it reattaches again. You know, these Zetas that are giving us this information have IQs of 285. And our IQ average is 100, 110. You know, they can see into the future. They can figure out what's going to happen a lot better than we can. And honest to God, so much of it has happened. The sequence of what they've told us has happened just as they've given it to us.
Well,
why would we not believe them? I mean, why would we not listen to them?
They're grays, for one thing.
Pardon?
Because they're grays.
Well, they're from Zeta Reticuli. And you know, there are about 250 different varieties of Zetas.
Uh-huh.
From Zeta Reticuli.
Yes, and it's possible there are some positively oriented ones from there, but there have also been a huge number of negatively oriented ones.
Just like our planet, yeah.
Okay, Ann, let me speak here. First of all, my IQ is well and above and much closer to the Zeta IQ than the one you're describing for humanity, which I actually think must be a skewed sort of reading, actually. Yeah, I meet people that are much more intelligent than
IQ. Oh, well, sure. We do have individuals that have higher IQs. That was just the average IQ. 90 to 110 is the average IQ for the human.
Well, that may be because of the type of test they're busy giving, which is nonsense anyway. The fact of the matter is that you can't measure certain things about human beings because they don't even understand it. Now, at this point, I would like to say that have you considered that these Zetas also have a vested interest that may not have to do with the best interest of humanity? Okay, we're going to have to come right back after that sort of loaded question.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the major media destroys information, and religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold's the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Turn on TuneIn and drop out with me, John Zaskoda, on Stranger Advice. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on American Freedom Radio. Radio.
About the book Dragon in the Sky. Anne.
Yes.
There. Okay, so at this moment, what happens is the Zetas have also been known to be quite tricky. And there is documented evidence to this effect going back many, many years. And I appreciate where you're coming from, and I know that you are a good-hearted and well-meaning individual. And so at this point, it's just it's a matter of sort of separating the disinfo from the info and going down that road. But I also want to give some time to your book, the book itself. So if you know, can we back up a little bit here and talk about what's in your book and when you were writing it, how you wrote it?
Well, what do you mean how I wrote it?
Well, in other words, how did you get the inspiration for it? Were you downloading information that you were being told by your guides or whatever you want to call them, or were you putting together information that you compiled partly from Zeta Talk, partly from your guides? I mean, how did this work?
Well, the first part of the book was just purely my experiences that I had had with the UFOs and aliens and Dr. Hynek. And then the last part of the book, where I talk about Planet X, I took parts of Zachariah Sitchin's book and part of it from several different prophecies that had come down through the centuries, through the years, about pole shifts and about Planet X in there. And then I used some of it from Zeta Talk also, yes. So it was kind of a compilation of a different, several different areas.
Okay.
We're all in this together, you know. We're not at opposite ends of the spectrum here. We're humans, and we're on this planet that is about to be thrown around the heavens. And I just think it's important to get out to the audience as much information as possible on what they can do about it, about what preparations. And then we need also to talk about the spiritual changes that are happening right now, and the fact that we are going to the fourth dimension, and the planet is going to the fourth dimension also. But there's an awful lot here to talk about. Where do you want to go, huh?
Oh, well, at this point, what I want to do is first address the notion that are you familiar at all with the raw material?
The raw material?
Yeah, the RA, raw material.
Yeah, a long time ago, it seems to me, I was.
Okay, well, it's considered to be one of the best channelings. You know, a lot of what comes from off-planet individuals appears to be, or even groups, appears to be come to humans in a form of channeling, what is called channeling, obviously.
Yeah, and that's what I think is extremely dangerous, especially now. Because there's an awful lot of stuff that's being broadcast through the satellites, and the sensitive channelers are picking that up, and so much of it is disinformation. So much.
Yes, I agree. It's discerning what is and what isn't. Now, at this point, what you seem to have latched onto, though, is the notion that the Zetas, what they're talking about with, in, because you can entertain the notion of Planet X, and you can even entertain the notion that Planet X is in our solar system, which I do have a back channel whistleblower testimony regarding. However,
but it isn't a notion. It's here, and you can see it, and they've taken pictures of it. All you have to do is go online.
That's just a way of talking. But the point I'm trying to make here about that is, what the next question is whether it's going to do the kind of damage that you're talking about. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Sure. I think that's up for discussion. Sure. I mean, we don't know exactly how severe. They're telling us this is going to be probably the most severe passage in its history, and, you know, coming around every 3,600 years, that some of the other pole shifts have not been nearly this disastrous. But
well,
it seems to be lining up that they're very close to us in this passage, and this is going to be a severe one. So I just want people to have this information so they can make the choice of whether they want to try and survive or whether they want to go out with it.
I appreciate that. Well, there is all the possibility in the world that this scenario is a valid scenario on some level, and it's even a valid possible scenario on certain timelines. The question is whether or not it will come to pass on this timeline, in the one that you and I are talking on in this reality now. Do you accept the notion that there are multiple realities?
Sure.
Okay. Meaning,
I do.
And what I mean by that is actually multiple timelines, so that you and I exist more than one timeline.
Absolutely. And I have actually met one of my other selves.
Okay. And
in another dimension. This was in another dimension or another timeline, yeah. We came face to face. It was when I was in Las Vegas, and it was in a dream. And there was a window frame just hanging in outer space. And she was on one side of the window, and I was on the other side. And we just simply observed each other, knowing that this was another me. And actually, she had brown shoulder-length hair. She was rather plain-looking, and her name was Jane.
Okay.
That was quite an experience, though, to think, oh, my gosh, I've got another me somewhere. But I do believe that we are multidimensional beings, and that there are all these different levels and dimensions and...
Sure.
Yeah, right.
And do you ever, okay, but you know, you're talking, because you're talking about, you and I can't necessarily sit here and talk about Zeta Talk, because that information is basically coming from that kind of website, that source, going into another individual. What I wanted to basically get is that you're being guided to view that website, right? And
yes.
Take that information on board.
And have been, yeah, for the last 8 years.
Okay,
so I know how accurate they are. It's not just something I've picked up in the last 6 months, you know.
Sure. Okay, I appreciate that. So at this point, though, what I'm wondering is, do you feel that you get any direct information from your sources, downloads, whatever you want to call it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and what are they telling you at this time?
They're telling me that this is accurate information.
Okay, so they're not actually giving you anything in addition, like on a personal level even. Are they telling you where to go, what to do?
I'm led. I am led to people, places, websites, books. Yes, very definitely.
So, okay, all right. So at this point, you know, I am really curious, you know, because I know that you and I initially met in Sedona. Are
mm-hmm.
you staying in Phoenix?
I'm still in Sedona.
So you're in Sedona, and have you been told that this is a safe place for you?
Yes, I have. Basically, it's for now it's safe. It's not going to be the greatest place for the aftertime. But I'm not planning on surviving.
All right. I remember now. You actually said that to me, I think, when I interviewed you, didn't you?
I may have. You know, I'm 75 years old now, and I've led a good full life, and I'm ready to move on. I mean, my God, why do we want to stay here, for God's sakes? This is kindergarten.
Okay. Okay, well...
That's my opinion of it.
I appreciate that. And I can see how that it would look that way. At this moment, do you feel... Because I think when I was talking to you a while back, you also felt that you were sort of in touch with J. Allen Hynek.
Well, I did go to a psychic that specialized in conjuring up the souls on the other side of the veil, and Marissa Ryan. And I do believe that she made the connection with him, and we had about a 30-minute discussion, yes.
Okay. And that was it? That was the extent of it?
That was the extent of it, yeah. I haven't attempted to contact him since.
And was there anything of note that you'd like to share about that?
Well, he gave a couple of messages to pass on to a couple of people that are in the UFO field, and which I did. And he had suggested that I try and get some information, some material that had been left behind. But I chose not to do that. And he told us that there was a landing in Alaska, that he was very concerned about an underground lab in North Carolina. where they were where they were conjuring up things that weren't going to be good for the planet or the people or so forth.
I'm sorry, we're coming to a break here right now.
Okay.
We'll be right back. And what we can do is also take questions from the audience.
Good, sure.
And we do have a chat room, so hold on one moment. We'll go to commercial.
All I want is the truth now. Just give me some truth now.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged, and nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hard-working people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hard-working people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Yeah, you know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant, because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today. 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camp Compass Flow. And we're talking to Ann Eller, and we are in the second half of the show, so I'm going to open it up for phone calls and for also chat questions. And if you want to know how to get into the chat, you simply go to the front page of ProjectCamelot.org, and you scroll down to the radio show, and you'll see a chat link there. Just click on the chat, and I believe that that should take you to the right place, assuming all things are working as they normally should be. So we just moved our site, so that's what why I say that. Ann, are you there?
Yes,
Okay, good. So at this moment, in terms of what you are seeing, we were kind of talking about the information you were being sort of given on a more personal level, and then also where you think this is leading, I guess, for various areas of the country. It sounds as though, from if you look at the, if you've examined what's going on here, that you do not sort of believe in the idea that we create our own reality.
Oh, I do believe that to a certain degree we do create our own reality. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But.
Okay, go ahead.
Something this big, this huge, is going to take a lot of people getting to a certain level at the same time in order to change this reality. And there was a point in time when, if that had happened, if enough people, a high enough percentage, had been elevated enough in consciousness, they could have taken this planet into the fourth dimension already. And Nibiru is in the third dimension, so it would have gone past us and they would not have experienced it anywhere near to the degree that we're going to experience. But that didn't happen. So we're here in the third dimension, and so is it. So we're going to get the brunt of it. So in that regard, yes, you know, we do create our own reality. And in our own individual personal lives, we have a lot more, influence on what happens, because it's our own life. It's not involving the whole world, the whole planet. And okay. I do believe that if we have a positive, if we have positive thoughts and feelings, and we try to live each day to its fullest, and we try to help each other as much as we can, that we may be able to come through this easier than if we weren't thinking positively.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. So at this moment, in your scenario, are you working with a group of other people? Are you working on your own? How is that going for you?
You mean for survival or for what?
Well,
I'm working on my own. I'm not with a group of people at all.
Okay. I was just curious, because some people are getting into groups, and some people really do believe that we're headed for what might be called a sort of a rocky future. There have been some indications, certainly, that we are having escalating, for example, volcanism and so on. So
right now we're experiencing the ultimate rock concert. Have you heard anything about the noises, the sounds that are coming from places all over the world?
Absolutely. I've listened to them as well, and I have some theories on that. Do you want to share what you and or the Zeta Talk or wherever you're getting your information from, if you could share where the information is coming from and what you think about it?
Okay, this information is coming from Zeta Talk, and they're telling us that it's the fault lines, the clapping and the grinding of the tectonic plates, the vibrating of those plates scraping back and forth against each other, compressing each other and snapping. Parts of the rock is snapping. And if they're around bodies of water, it sets up a vibration, and also it sets up a vibration in the soil. and you get, and it's under pressure, and you get these different sounds, and it's either a hum or a scraping or a roaring or a clapping, or, and it's happening all over the world. There was a guy that I just pulled up not too long ago. Let's see, his name was Jean-Pierre Saint-Maurice. He's an expert in ionospheric research. And this is his explanation as to what's happening with all this. It's electromagnetic noise that is nice, natural noise picked up by some kind of environmental antenna. Now, doesn't that sound to you like the most stupid response you've ever heard? And this is what we've got to do. We've got to get smart. We have to start thinking for ourselves. God.
Wait, one moment. Let's go back and look at this environmental antenna idea, because actually that sounds a lot like HARP. And it sounds like HARP may be picking it up and broadcasting it. And that is something that the powers that be would likely be involved in, because one of the things they do want to do is put people into a fear scenario. So, you know, disinfo or information that people put out there can have grains of truth in it, and it can also have a motivation. So if you're seeing this as sounding ludicrous, on the one hand, I can tell you that I just did a live stream with David Wilcock and this new witness, Bill Wood, and David Wilcock actually thinks it's coming from the underground bases, that they're releasing these sounds in order to make people think it's a pole shift. So this is where we get into, we're actually in an area that has so many different people's points of view, and we are not getting a straight story.
And that's why it's important to go to the source that has proven that they've been giving truthful information for a long time. And that is Zeta Talk.
Okay.
There's no other place that I can think of that I have been in touch with or read that comes anywhere near this accuracy.
Okay, my information is that a lot of that stuff has been wrong. Okay.
I don't know how you're getting a lot of the stuff. I mean, could you be more specific?
Well, at this point, you know, because I don't follow it at all, I'm not up to speed on where they're at this time, and I can appreciate that it's possible even that her contacts have changed, and perhaps she's getting better information now than she used to. But judging from even talking to you now, it sounds like some of this may still be going down a questionable path, but some of it may also have some grains of truth. And because,
well, you know, Nancy is a very, very dedicated soul.
Okay.
She's been doing this since the middle of the 1990s, and it's just incredible. She's a woman in her 70s, and she's given over her whole life to this information, that this information could get out to mankind. And all we do is sit here and bash her, and we don't know any better. You know,
well,
it just doesn't make any sense.
I mean, nobody's bashing Nancy Leader, okay?
Oh, yeah, a lot of people have been bashing her.
Well, I nobody on this radio show. I'm not doing that. That's not my intention. What I am doing here
Carrie, now I do think you're very open-minded about these things. I think you should ask Nancy to be on your program.
Well, actually, I would. If I decided to investigate more of what she's saying, and look, we're talking about this, we're opening the door, so let's go down this path a little further and see where it takes us.
Okay.
At this time, I will tell you that I do have whistleblowers who have come to me, who have told us over the years we've been in operation that there are some very severe earth changes coming. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I also understand that some of those things are being mitigated and that we're in a moving timeline. In other words, that some things that were predicted will not happen as planned. And in fact, that a lot of things that even the powers that be, so to speak, had intended are not happening the way they planned. Are you aware of that?
Well, I don't know that I am aware of that.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of evidence out there that they are simply not being able to succeed along certain lines, well, let's say, as quickly as they would like. And that some of these things that we're talking about here, even earth changes, have been proven to be stimulated, even created by them. So that if you say the Zetas are saying, well, there's going to be this earth change, and then you've got the powers that be that are actually creating it, it's almost as if they're working together. I mean, you have to understand, we have to step way back and look at all of this.
I do think it's very confusing when you're getting all of these different people coming forward with their own particular ideas and situations.
I mean,
but
if we look at the Indonesian tsunami, for example,
yeah,
there's a great deal of information that says that that was created by humans. Okay? That it's not just part of some moving, catastrophic pole shift, but in fact, it was pushed by humans. Now, what happens is we have an Illuminati. I mean, you're certainly aware of them, right?
Yes.
Okay, and they have an agenda. And one of their big agendas is to see something of a crescendo during 2012. Would you agree with that?
Well, I would agree that there's going to be a crescendo in 2012. Whether I don't know who wants to see it or not, but there's going to be one.
Okay, well, one of our witnesses, for example, who was sort of on the run from the Vatican Illuminati was Leo Zagami, or is Leo Zagami. And he basically was telling us of how no matter what happened, because the Illuminati have a vested interest in seeing a kind of apocalyptic vision come to pass in 2012, that they are going to work their asses off to make sure it happens. Now, what has happened since then is that they have been taken off track because the positive that's happening on this earth and the awakening with people really is changing their trajectory and is affecting their ability to get some of these things done. We've been told that by whistleblowers, for example. I was just told recently by a particular whistleblower that there were 40 efforts in the last, I don't know, few months to create the beginning of World War III, and every single time they were interfered with.
Who did the interfering?
Well, one of the people is saying off-planet races, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is also our U.S. military and the good guys, in other words, the people that don't want this to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do believe that. I do believe that World War III has been attempted and has been stopped.
Okay, so what we have and what we're really talking about here is a spiritual war that's been going on for a very long time and involves off-planet races, I firmly believe. And
well, yeah, actually, this is a battle of for your soul right now.
Okay.
And the lesson is, are you going to be a service to self or a service to other being?
Absolutely. And maybe in the end, and this is something that, you know, we don't normally talk about, but in the end, this is a scenario. This is a backdrop. All that really matters is how you deal with it. You understand?
I totally agree with you.
So we can disagree about the play points in this
sure.
sort of football game that we're all a part of, however you want to describe it.
Sure.
And whether or not there's going to be a huge, you know, crescendo at the end or at the next inning or whatever it is, we can disagree on the timing, we can disagree on the way and the manner and so on and so forth. But the fact of the matter is, all that matters is how we deal with what happens in our lives and then in the end bring the positive piece that we can to the equation. And
sure.
and basically that's going to be the final analysis of what goes on with us. So I think that, you know, I wish that more people could have this kind of discussion that we're having here.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
We should be talking about this. And it's
yes.
true, it boils down to your own self, your own soul, and how you come through this and what you do about it. And love is the answer. It always has been, and how we treat our fellow man. I'm just hoping. I just want as many people as possible to know what I think is coming and to know that there are things that they can do to prepare for it. And the most important thing is to make peace with your own God or seek your own inner spiritual guidance.
And that's well said, and I agree with you. But at this point, well, let's talk about some of these things that you've been sort of believing or taking part in thinking are going to happen, and what I'd like to do is see where you take that trajectory. So you basically think that there is going to be some substantial things happening between now and the end of or sometime in 2013, right?
Well, I don't think it's going to go much beyond 2012, personally. That's my own personal feeling. Nobody said that to me, but it's gone a lot longer than I thought it would now anyway. I thought it was going to be over with by now. We're in this 7 of 10, and we know these steps that are going to happen, that are going to take place. So there are markers for people to look for, and the next thing they should look for are the great quakes in Japan. And then the New Madrid Fault. We're next.
Okay. But do you believe looking for the next quakes in Japan, if we create our own reality, doesn't that mean that if you encourage people to look in that direction, you're actually asking them to make that happen?
No.
You don't think that.
We're different here on an individual or a total planetary situation, and it is different.
Okay, we'll come right back to continue this discussion. Thank you.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The year 2012 brings an ending and a new beginning to social, political, economic, and geological cycles for America and the world. The living prophecy that we are now voyaging through has many names ascribed to it. The Hopi say it's the closing of the fourth world of destruction, moving into the fifth world of peace. The Maya declare that we enter the fifth world age, the age of the center. All common themes in the array of prophecy that we are processing and purifying all the imbalances of the dying world age. We are transcending an era founded on duality, and we have turned away from the great spirit, resulting in greed, corruption, blind materialism, and disconnection from each other and Mother Earth. Collectively, we are poised at the brink of a world age rebirth in which we enter new domains of consciousness and manifestation, redeeming all the previous ages. Let's all join together to bring the vision of peace and love into reality, because we are the future, we are the heroes, and that we are who we have been waiting for.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices eased back from six-week highs Tuesday on profit-taking and a firmer dollar. Gold last traded at $16.65 an ounce. Silver, $32.05. Well, some Americans will witness President Obama's State of the Union address tonight. What will we the people get? Humble repentance for over-promising positive change? Or the buck stops here responsibility-taking? Or futuristic promises teleprompted to cheer up the middle class with more government-induced fairness for the 99%. Well, the truth is the current administration's economic policy is punishing and crushing the middle class between stagnant income and rising cost of living. Will Americans cheer for more of the same? Stay tuned. And be sure to visit SwissAmerica.com to read the truly dismal State of the Union posted in the Washington Times. Get our latest reports by calling 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
And we are having a rather interesting discussion about how much we really do create our own reality and where some of these things may be put in place even before we got here, and whether or not those things are going to come to pass or whether they're going to be pushed to come to pass because they suit the agenda of a certain group of people that are heavily, well, let's say, infiltrated with reptilian DNA, for one thing. And I know that, and I think that you and I have talked about the whole reptilian issue, I'm not one of those people that believe that all reptilians are bad, but I do believe there is a contingent that is certainly very much actively involved in, and has been actively involved in keeping this Earth in a very dark timeline, let's say.
Okay. I just want to say, one thing when we left for the break.
Sure.
The question that you asked me, I just wanted to reiterate that we have passed the time where we could have made a difference. We had to have made a difference as a planet, not as an individual, or it would have been all individuals, or the greater percentage would have to have fought differently in order to take our planet into the fourth dimension earlier and miss a lot of what we're going to go through now. But that time has passed, so now it's right there in front of us, and the best thing to do is accept it and start planning for it, for crying out loud.
Okay.
Carrie, I have never been more sure of anything in my whole life. I think about this a lot, and I am absolutely convinced in the deepest part of my being that this is true and that this is going to happen.
Okay, I appreciate that. You know, there is a theory that there may be actually two major scenarios that go on, and that there are groups of us that are going to participate in each, but not in both. I wonder if you've heard that, the idea that there will be, in a sense, a splitting, some might say of the timelines, and some might say of Earth itself, to where one group will go into another dimension and not experience the Earth changes that you're so graphically describing.
Well, the planet is going to go into the fourth dimension, and there will be people that will be going into the fourth dimension, but not now. That's in the future. It's not going to happen right now. And there will be then a lot of people who will be staying in the third dimension on a planet. So there is a splitting there, if that's what you're talking about. But it's not going to happen now. That's down the road a ways.
According to the Zeta Reticuli.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The particular Zeta group that you're
right.
Following.
That's after the cataclysms.
I see. Well, my information is different than that, but I appreciate that yours is saying it that way.
Okay.
Now, at this point, we do have at least one caller, so I'm going to let that person come on here, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Are you taking questions? Okay.
Sure.
So let's see if we can get this to work right. Caller, you are from area code 214. You're on the air with Ann Eller and Carrie Cassidy.
Hello, Ann and Carrie. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Great. Well, some of the things that Ann has said I don't agree with. I am intuitive, and I understand where she's coming from with the Nancy Leader situation. I don't agree with Nancy Leaders on some things, but I will say this. There are going to be some interruptions as far as the East Coast and the West Coast. Now, I do know that Lemuria and Atlantis is definitely rising. That is going to happen. But I want to ask her this. Will we, in this lifetime, in the year 2012, will disclosure be announced by this particular president, President Obama?
Gary, he sounded very garbled. I didn't get that question.
Okay, I heard him. It is hard to hear him, so I'm going to reiterate what he said.
Okay.
I didn't get it right. Thank you very much, caller. I will try to paraphrase your words here. He basically said he didn't agree with everything that you were saying or with Nancy Leader necessarily, but he agrees with some things, it sounded like. He believes that Lemuria and... It sounded like and Atlantis are rising, and I have to say that to address that, I have heard that and I've actually seen I do see the future, and I have seen that Atlantis is rising. So I agree with that personally. I know at least one other psychic who agrees with me on that, but I don't know what you feel about that.
I think that's going to happen. Yes. And land is already starting to rise. It has already started to rise in the Pacific, and that could be Lemuria. But yes, and there will be land in the southern Atlantic that will be rising, and that's probably Atlantis.
Okay. And the question, though, that the caller was asking was whether you think that this President Obama will be the disclosure president, so to speak.
Well, we all hoped that he would be, but I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be disclosed by anybody official in the United States. I think eventually the aliens will just take care of that and just show up.
Okay, caller, you do have a muffled phone there. Did you want to ask another question, or did you want to move on and let me take some more questions from the other people?
Okay, thank you very much, and I really appreciate that. And by the way, too, after President Obama will win a second term as second-term president.
Okay, I will ask her that, and I'm gonna take you off the line here so you can listen offline if you don't mind.
Okay, very good. Go ahead, do that, please.
Okay, thank you, caller. what the person was saying is whether you think Obama will be a second term president.
You know, I think by that time we're going to be under martial law, and I don't think we're even going to have an election.
Okay, that's fair enough. Now, I actually think it's possible that that may happen, simply because we're going to have so many changes, although I actually believe that we are going to have some very positive things happen here at the end of 2012, which is kind of interesting. And so I think we've really got a mixed bag coming. But let's get to some more questions we've got going on here for you. Somebody is asking me to ask you about earthquakes, but they didn't make the question more specific than that.
Well, there are definitely going to be a lot more earthquakes. When things really start rocking and rolling, those earthquakes are going to be 9s, 10s, and 11s.
Okay, and I don't pay attention to the Nancy Leader website, obviously. I understand that you're saying that Japan will go. Are you saying that's due to an earthquake?
That's going to be a series of earthquakes, and they're telling us to particularly it's going to start in the South Island of Japan. So if you get a pretty good one on the south, and another thing we need to remember about the earthquake, the earthquakes that are being reported, the USGS is dumbing down the numbers. They are not reporting how severe these earthquakes are, and some of them they're just leaving off altogether. So we're not getting a very accurate picture. But yes, it'll be a series of severe earthquakes in Japan. I used to live in Japan, and I love the place. And I just want those people to get off that island and get somewhere. China, if they could go to China, China's going to be more safe. But it's just time for them to leave Japan.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. And there have been some indications that I've gotten that Japan could be, in a sense, targeted. How this materializes, I don't know. But, it is very interesting when you get dreams and visions of the future, which I do, because I always take into account that they could be other timelines. But I have gotten information about Japan, I will say. So what people are asking is also about, it sounds like, the questions are kind of coming pretty quickly here, so I'm going to go back and sort of scan back here and see if we can get, do you agree that time is accelerating, and if so, to what degree?
Oh, absolutely accelerating, honest to God. You get up in the morning, you turn around, and it's time to go to bed again. I don't know what degree, but it definitely is accelerating. I think the Schumann resonance was like 11 or 12. Maybe it's up to 13 now, and that used to be down around 7, and that's how fast things are going. So it certainly has speeded up, and it's been scientifically proven.
Okay. We do have scientific proof, however, as well, that there is a shifting of the poles that has been going on. And are you getting information in that regard, or is Nancy, so to speak?
Yeah, they're shifting. I mean, the whole planet is shifting. Everything is shifting now. And we're going to get to a point where the whole planet will be absolutely vibrating from all of this. And I think that's what we're going into now with all of these different sounds in all these different countries.
Okay. I happen to think that there is something to that. I don't necessarily think that there's a catastrophic angle to it, but I do think that there is a shifting going on to our planet. It's just inevitable. Now, are you aware, I don't know if you know about Paul LaViolette and what's called the super wave?
No, I don't. I can't say that I do.
Okay. That's apparently a wave of energy that's coming towards us and that we're actually entering into, and that we are also, it comes, in theory, it comes from the galactic center. We are moving into the alignment with the galactic center, which it sort of heightens, I guess, the impact of it to some degree. But we were told by one whistleblower that they sent out a superluminal craft outside the edges of our galaxy, and this was many years ago, and they did see the super wave headed for us.
And this is the super wave. Is this supposed to be the cause of a lot of the earthquakes and things that we're going to go through?
Affecting all the planets, so that it's not just or not only this so-called body in our solar system, call it Planet X or Nibiru or what Andy Lloyd calls it, which is a brown dwarf surrounded by various planets circulating it, which is the information that I think is most likely.
I just think this is another subject that goes into the category of everything other than Planet X that's going to explain all the things that the Earth is going through, because they have covered up Planet X for 30 years, and they can't now all of a sudden say, oh, looky here, Planet X in our backyard. So now they're dreaming up all this other stuff, a big wave coming from the corners of the universe. You know, it just, there's so much of this that's out there right now, and I think it's pure disinformation.
Okay, well, Paul LaViolette has been around for quite some time, and he's a very learned scientist and very well respected in certain quarters, and he is also a rebel. So he is not somebody that the powers that be are backing in any way. In fact, he's had a very rough road in that regard. Camelot interviewed him. His information about the superwave is not common knowledge. So it does not appear that they are behind his information. He's also said to be possibly the Einstein of our time. Now, at this point, I have another question here going. A guest wants to know if you are familiar with the alpha omega frequencies, what they're calling the God frequencies, and the God, so-called God genes in humans. Do you think these frequencies are affected by HARP and our DNA is being altered?
Oh, well, I definitely think our DNA is being altered. Our cells are being altered right now. We're going from carbon-based cells to crystalline-based cells, and we're having 5 more chakras added, and this is also that we can survive in the fourth dimension. So that's definitely happening. I'm not sure I could expound on the alpha and the omega and the God principle, though.
Okay, thank you, Ann. That's great. We're going to come right back with Ann Eller, and we'll ask you some more questions.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold is the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom. American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift. Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central.
This is Laura Radio, and we are actually at the last 15 minutes of the show. Ann Eller, are you there?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, great. I've got some people asking questions. One person wants to know what you think, or where you think, or where you've been told the safe places are in the United States, considering what you think.
Well, there are going to be some safe places in the United States. Wisconsin happens to be one of them. Probably this depends, because you want to be away from the New Madrid Fault while it's getting going and until it settles down. But probably I'm going to say Montana, Wyoming, up in that area and Wisconsin, and probably there are going to be some places in Nebraska. There will be some in, well, for a while there'll be some in Utah, but after a while that's going to be a big inland sea, in Utah. So, you want to be 100 miles in from the oceans, and you want to be about 1,000 feet up, because when everything settles back down, the oceans are going to be 700 feet deeper than they are right now. During this shift, you know, there's going to be a tremendous amount of water sloshing. In fact, this is what I had in a vision. I saw the Earth fall over on its side, and I saw the waters of the ocean slosh out into outer space and then slosh back again across the whole planet. And it was just devastating to watch. But they will be sloshing, and we're going to have, at the pole shift, we'll have 600-foot tsunamis going over the land. And before that, we'll have 300-foot tsunamis. So, you know, you don't want to be around water if you can get away from it. Well, that's one good thing about being in Arizona. And but the problem with Arizona is afterwards is surviving. You know, it's not good land to be planting up here in the mountains, and water is going to be a real problem in Arizona. So, but I will say that go to ZetaTalk.com, and they have a whole section on safe locations. And you can look up the state, the city, and they'll tell you exactly what's going to transpire. So do that. And it's not too soon to move. It is really not too soon to get to your safe place. It's not too soon to quit your job and plan for a camper's life. Get out there in the hinterlands and plan for a camper's life for several years to come.
It is true that, for example, Duncan O'Finian is one of the people who told us that the best thing to do is to be mobile during these next few years. And there is no doubt also that we are going to have substantial changes that will affect us between now and 2017, I am told, by various witnesses and in different ways. However, this what you are really talking about is a much more catastrophic across the board scenario than the one that I have been sort of made aware of. But I do appreciate, you know, that this is what you believe and this is what you are bringing forward. So let's see, we've got somebody else. Got my cat in the background here.
That's your cat?
We've got yes. We are
trying to tell us something that she doesn't like.
We've got somebody asking you, let me see, when the sun goes berserk, lately carbon-12 is being converted to carbon-7 for DNA transmutation to make ascension possible. So how do you feel about that?
Well, I think that's basically what I was saying with the carbon-based cells are changing to the crystalline-based cells. There definitely is a change going on, that's for sure.
Okay. And at this time, you are not in touch. I mean, I imagine you're in touch with some people, right?
Some people?
Yes, some other people that besides yourself who are either making plans to do one thing or another.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a small group. And it's going to be very important that you trust the people that you're with through all of this.
Okay.
So if you're going to move, you know, you might take into consideration moving back where the family is to be with family or something to that effect.
Yeah, and I'm a firm believer that you're going to be exactly where your soul wants you to be, regardless of what goes on this planet, to what degree, so to speak.
That's true. Yeah, absolutely true. And really, this is a very exciting time to be here. We're very privileged to be living this life on this planet at this time. We're just going through some fantastic stuff here. And we are having this magnificent opportunity to grow spiritually. So it's what we do with it from here on out that is going to, you know, is going to mean a lot for us and for our soul.
Okay. Now, what I'd like you to do here is, before we get to the very end of the program, is give out your website for the people that are interested in hearing more from you and also possibly purchasing your book.
Okay. It's www.annneller.com, or it's also dragoninthesky.com. And there's a lot of stuff on there, and I've recently put up some stuff on the blog. There's going to be another video that will go up. There is a video up there now on the home page. It's an hour and 45 minutes long, and it's my spiel about all of this and what, what I think we're all going to go through. Yeah, so you might want to take a look at that. There's a shorter one coming online that's only about 40 minutes. But I did want to mention that there are some markers to look for. And when we get to the 3 days of darkness in the northern hemisphere, once we hit the 3 days of darkness, you know that we're just 30 days away from the pole shift. So keep that in mind. Keep that marker in mind. Another marker is when we can see Planet X, when it's away from the sun and everybody on the Earth can see it. And it's about the size of the full moon. From that time, it'll be 50 days until the pole shift.
Okay.
Those are just a couple of markers, you know, to plot it out. Okay? But
right.
I want everybody to go to ZetaTalk.com and start reading. It's an absolute encyclopedia of information on all topics.
Okay. I'm wondering whether or not you have seen or whether you've heard about a meteor shower on the Earth.
A particular meteor shower? I mean, we're having them all the time. But
in other words, where there will be a substantial meteor. We are going to be going through certain parts of the, galactic rift. This is a scientific truth, and our Earth and the solar system is moving into this area, and that as a result there could be an increased number of meteors hitting the Earth. And I'm wondering whether you've heard anything in this regard.
Well, what I have heard is that as Planet X gets closer to us, its tail goes for 5 million miles out, and we will be getting stuff. We're already getting stuff from the tail of Planet X. We're going to be getting boulders. We're going to be getting gravel, red dust. We'll be getting fireballs. Yes, we'll be getting a lot of stuff, but that's coming from the tail.
Okay. So that does relate to some degree. And in terms of, let's say, an ice age scenario, have you heard about that scenario, and what is your position on that?
Not going to have an ice age, no. When all of this changes and the North Pole is off Brazil and the South Pole is off the tip of India, what ice is left is going to melt very quickly. And it's going to take a long time for the Earth to cool down. You know, it's heating up now from the core, and it'll take a long time for it to cool down. We're not going to see an ice age.
Okay. And I am scanning as we move here. Will the pyramids turn on like Alex Putney says in 2012?
Well, that I don't know. I really don't know. Exciting if they did, wouldn't it?
Well, the Great Pyramid is supposed to be a stabilizer for the planet, among other things. And so, yes, it's highly likely it will be activated, in my opinion, during these years. In fact, it probably already is being, because they're trying to keep people out of it.
Okay.
Now, I'm just trying to scan again through here to get some last-minute questions. Let me see if there's any other. I don't think we've got any other callers here. Sorry about this, everyone. Oh, that's the music for closing down. Okay.
Carrie, thank you so much.
Okay, let me ask you one last thing. Do you think something specific will happen on December 21st?
Of 2012? No. Our calendar's all off. It's not in line with the Mayan calendar. We're at least 3 to 5 years off.
Okay.
I don't think there'll be anything in particular on that date.
Okay. All right, Ann Eller, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming on, being such a good sport, and please take care.
Well, thank you, and the same to you, my dear.
All right.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the major media destroys information, and religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What you hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
No rules. rules.
No rules.
No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are.
We are.
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.